Welcome to the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Madeline Bass, your hostess over with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing our status and raising those standards. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's been a minute. Kind of just had a lot going on with family, illnesses. Y'all know the season we're in, but it's okay, right? It is okay. So we're back on track and we're here to assist you in your journey for your vision for next year. We're getting ready for 2023, and sorry, my printer is finishing doing its job this morning. what we're going to do, I want to talk quickly about getting ready. What is your next step to your vision? Those of you who are online in the chat, you can follow along with us if you're also online for your listening in audio. That's absolutely amazing as well. And we just want you to be supportive and excited about your next. Okay, let's get started. I'm rambling, but I'm sorry. I apologize. Just early, and normally we don't do our show this early, but I wanted to get it done before the month was over. Today is the 24th of October, so I wanted to go ahead and get this started so we can begin our journey for our November, because it's right around the corner. And the end of the year, you guys, it's here, because you got Halloween, Thanksgiving, or I could call it All Saints Eve, Thanksgiving, and then we have Christmas, New Year's, and that's it, okay? So we literally, the time will move quickly simply because of the holidays that are going to be intertwined. We've got seasons that are changing. People are going through health issues or transitioning into the end of the year to move into their new year with businesses. So there's a lot to be done in the last quarter of the year. So we want to make sure that we have gotten our plans prepped and ready to go. Okay, so today we're going to just start with your journey. Yay, the outcome, it's solely up to you. It's up to you to decide how hard you want to work, how willing are you to work for your business, your organization. It doesn't matter, even your family. It doesn't matter what personal goals do you have. Like, this is the time to prep for that vision, the vision God has given you to move forward in whatever he's assigned to you. You guys, it's not just for you. For individuals to do some things, to make some accomplishments just for themselves, that's a selfish thought, and that's not what God is about. God is about his kingdom increasing and growing, and the body being able to be healthy and strong, and not just physically, mentally, emotionally. We need to be ready to handle, especially spiritually, in the journey that we're in. We're in the last quarter of a lot of seasons that really don't be looking too good for some things. You know, we got schools, educations, our kids, lifestyles, marriages, relationships. It's just so many things that are just off track. And I believe it's because people don't have vision. They don't have a plan to increase their family's legacy, to leave an inheritance. That's almost unheard of these days for our community. And so we want to fix that. We want to correct, begin working on it, be the one that makes that change. I hear a lot, you know, well, my mom and them didn't do this for me, or, you know, I didn't have that opportunity. Maybe you were adopted, you lived in the system, or you were in a foster home. You know, it doesn't matter how you got to where you are. The beginning is great. It's the journey that will help you get through and even to what it is that God has planned for you and the purpose for you. So just knowing that, with empowering your mind, if you want to go back and listen to a few of the episodes that we've done, just to get a catch up on how we operate and what our focus is. This is a positive environment, a good place and space for you to get your mindset where you need it to be, to focus on your primary goals, just to get some, let's just say, little things in place to get in the habit of starting your day with a devotion or a prayer, getting that time in. You guys, in November, we're also going to be launching on SoReal. I'm going to try to squeeze in a couple of days at a time, but it's the new book that Crystal Evans has out. And I know I'm stumbling and stuttering, y'all, but like I said, mornings are difficult for me because my body has a hard time catching up with my brain, but this was on my heart to go ahead and do this morning, so I'm going to be obedient to my spirit. So she has a book called The 28-Day Prayer Journal, and it's a daily journal or a guide to help you with your conversations with God. And it's absolutely amazing, you guys. It's really a great process. It helps you with your personal prayer challenges for your siblings, coworkers, parents, your boss, friends, healing wisdom. I mean, it goes on and on, mental health, the heart, forgiveness, purity, motivation, like anything that you will need to get moving and grooving in what you believe God has for you and your purpose. And she focused with the the scripture that she gives is Psalm 55:22 that says, cast your burdens on the Lord and he will sustain you. And y'all, I do believe that because I've had a lot of challenges in my world, in my life, in my season. This last 12 years, November the 5th will be 12 years of me dealing with this seizure, paralysis, I don't even know, weight gain, just a lot of things. But you know what? My relationship with God, it is even closer than it was. It drew me to the point where I had to absolutely rely on him. And I don't know if you've ever been in that situation before. I'm telling you guys, it was the most intimate, personal closeness that I've ever felt in my life, and it's amazing. And I haven't lost track of that, but I have lost, well, I can't say it was a loss. I have disconnected from so many things in my life that were previous. People have moved on, and I believe in my heart that was what needed to happen. I wanted to stay attached to people, jobs, career paths, visions, and things that I thought were to be ministries. You guys, it was just, he didn't want me there anymore. It was time to move forward, and it wasn't happening. And I don't know, you can feel stagnated and stuck, even in your spirituality, in your walk. You can feel stuck and stagnated because some people will keep you in a space that is good and beneficial and comfortable for them, but it hinders you in your growth. And God says we're not to hinder individuals from coming to him. He doesn't like it when we smother kids or discipline kids that because they want a relationship with him. Like he says to suffer not the children. We shouldn't punish them just because we don't want to grow. Parents, you know, we're responsible for allowing them to have their own personal relationship with God, regardless of your own personal relationship with him. You don't want them to grow because you don't want to grow. Because, you know, if those kids begin to, well, I want to go to church, I want to grow, I want to be this, then you're going to have a problem with that because then it will conflict with your lifestyle, okay? So we need to understand that there are some areas that need to be a growth for us, a new area in our life. We need to continue. We always know and are aware of changes that we need to make, but a lot of times we don't make them because it's not comfortable. We may have to disconnect from some friends. It may cause friction in your home, y'all. I'm telling you, I've lived that, where you got married and you knew you weren't supposed to marry this person, and you did it anyway. But God, it doesn't mean that God can't still come into that situation and make it beautiful. But guess what? There will be some growing pains that will go with that. So just know that when we are disobedient to what God tells us to do, it is challenging, y'all. It brings about unnecessary obstacles and drama into your space. It messes with your peace. So make sure that the willingness to sacrifice for your increase is there, that you're ready to change your conversations with God, your prayer life with him, You know, what's it like? Has it grown? Is it growing? You know, how comfortable you are? Are you with it? And then from day to day, this is going to be a process that you will begin to see in the 28-day the prayer journal that Ms. Crystal Evans has. And I'm telling you, it is truly, truly a great journal to begin because 28 days, you guys, that's not even the end of the year. So if you have to start and then you get distracted and you have to start again, keep the process up. Pick up where you left off if it's not too challenging for you, but start it. And if you only get through week two, then that's okay. When you pick it back up, pick up with the day before where you stopped and go from there. But don't back all the way up to the beginning, y'all. Look at they're going to give you like a little chart of things where you see God has answered prayers, prayer concerns. Some prayers, y'all, it's just going to take some time, and you might not see the ending result. God may decide to just take you on home because it'll take that long for this other person, but it will happen, okay? So just know that your prayers are being heard, but God only hears the prayers of his children. So your relationship with him has to be intact. You have to have the commitment and the relationship with him. You have to intertwine your heart and your spirit together, his spirit within you together. They have to be connected. And in order for you to see the vision God has for you, your spirit within you is communicating with God, and it's bringing it back, and it's bringing things to your mind, and it's instructing you to do some stuff through your mind. And that's why it says renew your mind, okay? We have the power to change some things, but we have to renew our minds. It's hard to have that faith without renewing your mind. It's hard to get through a difficult challenge or situation without renewing your mind and get a new and right spirit within you. It's necessary. It's absolutely necessary. Set deadlines and timelines for things that you need to accomplish. Those little things, you know, we put them on the back burner because they're little things, you know, getting up and giving God some time to prayer and talk to him. We just like, I talk to him like, we don't thank him for our food, like little bitty things throughout the day, tithing. A lot of people don't feel it's necessary to tithe. I know that's a sensitive subject. But, y'all, we will spend money on everything under the sun, extra. You know, we'll buy some shoes, some clothes, some books, some phones, devices. Like we will pour our money, cars, rims. Like we will spend money on materialistic things and not make any investments on our spiritual growth. And tithing is a part of that. You, whoever you're learning from, even if you online Christians right now, it's okay, y'all. I'm having to be in that boat myself. But if you're getting sitting weekly and getting spiritual and inspiration from, you know, Tony Evans or T.D. Jakes or whoever wherever you're getting it online, send your tithes to that church. You may not be a member, but you can still send your tithes wherever you're getting fed, whatever storehouse is feeding you. You need to make sure you're sending it. If you don't have a church home, that's my suggestion. To send it to your church home, if that's your church home and you're just not able to attend, but you are online, send your tithes into your church home, you guys. That's just the way it is, and we need to be respectful of that if that's what you're going to do, especially if you're going to be calling on them for help somewhere along the way. You're going to need your church home, y'all. I don't care what nobody says. In the end, when you go to different churches to ask for help, they're going to ask, where's your church home? Where do you belong? And then why aren't they assisting? Like, the question is going to come up. You can't get offended and you can't get angry and you can't start spouting stuff that is really not accurate. So, you know, why you left the church is really between you and that church and that church pastor. So don't go, you know, sharing something of why you leave. You know, if you're being fed and you're spiritually growing, then whatever people or something that happens with us, that doesn't matter. The church is the building that in which God's people, the body of Christ, come to celebrate and fellowship together. They come to learn. They come to pray. They come to feel the presence of God. And if there is an individual in that atmosphere, that's nothing but the enemy, y'all, that is distracting you. That's the enemy. But you need to find the time, the personal time, to get in a private space. And that's why your relationship with him, your prayer life with him, is so important. And then, of course, So Real with Madeline, you know, that's our lifestyle, too. I do real talk, mother and son, with my son, and we're on YouTube, so make sure that you hop in on that. SRWM, So Real with Madeline, SRWM, mother and son. If you put that in the search, it will pull up, and you can click on the playlist and just listen from season one all the way to season three, and that's a blessing. You guys, we've been doing this journey since the pandemic began. And we just started sharing with others the conversations that we have with one another, with the relationship with God that we have in the relationships that we have with one another. I have a daughter, but it's the mother and son because my daughter, she's just really not that type of person to, you know, be in the spotlight all about that. She's like her mama. This is not a place I wanted to be, you guys. This is a place God put me in. And through my illness, the paralysis, like I had no choice. I was going stir crazy. I needed something to do. I felt like since I was still here, there was something else that God had for me to do. There are talents that I had, the gifts that I had. I couldn't utilize them to the magnitude that I wanted to because my illness would get in the way. Like I would become paralyzed. I couldn't breathe. Well, there was just so much going on. Y'all, I'm telling you, that journey was just, ooh. Take a listen to So Real with Madeline, Mother and Son, Season 2. That actually gives you a little bit about who I am. It's 7 episodes, and there's just questions. I intertwine a lot of things that I've gone through over my life. It's a hard thing to just lump off, but I go into a lot of explaining some situations and sharing, not really explanations, but just sharing some things that I've gone through, seasons in my life that I've gone through. So I don't look like what I've been through, and I bless God for that. Anyway, together, we're going to dive into some simple ways and needed ways to shift your mind. Your mindset can be shifted to different things, methods of changing your posture and how you present yourself to others. If you're interested in getting with the Zoom, I will be doing some Zoom on various days. If you're interested in being put into that email list to let you know that we're having shows and when they will be, all you need to do is open your phone up to your text messages. The phone number, which is considered a short code, is 55469. The message you will put is Mindset Shifter, all one word, no S, Mindset. That's who you are. We're here to shift your mind, your mindset, and we're here to help you move to your next. Okay, so text Mindset Shifter to 55469, and this way you can be placed in a list for us to be able to reach out to you via text or email. Okay, so those of you continuing to listen, you can always come to our blogtalkradio.com/empoweringyourmind or blogtalkradio.com/SoRealWithMadeline. Both will offer you great information. One is for others. The other is to help you and to highlight some things that I'm personally doing, which is here. The So Real with Madeline is basically to share others and what it is that they're wanting to do. So I'm just excited about who you are and where you are in your life and what you've got coming up next. So just be excited and be empowered. We will be moving to another step, which is it's not super important, but we do want you to be able to attract your right audience with your presence and your posture. I have found in scripture to develop for more intentional results in pursuing your stronger and more fervent life with Christ. It's very important. No matter where you are in your journey, in the struggle with consistency, distractions, confidence, or just tired of the start over. I know that that can be me in so many areas. You just get tired of the start over. This will help you to get ready to just get your start, okay? It's very important that you get your start. So just kind of going back through some things for what we're going to be doing to help you with the subject that we're talking about today is what is your next step in your vision, you guys. Listen to the playback if you got to listen to it again. I know it's a lot of information, but I wanted to just get that in before the end of the month But just kind of go through knowing that the agenda that we have for moving forward. And then, of course, what are your primary goals? You know, what are some new areas of growth that you need to work on? Then the deadlines and timelines of what you need to work on. And then just creating your next for 2023. And then in November, we're going to be moving towards seeking the peace of direction for the new year, knowing what you want and having peace in that it is connected to what God has for your life. There are two different animals, you guys. And then you want to close the gap in your prep time and leveraging what you already have in your hands. Like, what is it that you already can do? A lot of times it's money that people say, I don't have the money to, maybe you want to embark on a business venture and you don't have the funds, no one will donate, or you can't get any contributions, or maybe your family and friends just don't trust you anymore because you're bouncing all over the place, you don't finish anything, you get, like, whatever the case may be. This is where you can kind of start getting a little bit more direction, because you're going to start putting it on paper. God says, write your vision and make it plain. Write it down, y'all. Write it down. I know we feel like we'll remember, but I'm sorry. I'm here to tell you there will be things you will forget. The details are in the itty-bitty things. It just, those little things can help you get to where you want to be. So when God tells you to do something like I'm doing this morning, you need to get up and get motivated to get it done. And then find your customer mindset. That's what you need. They're first. Your customer mindset is first to your organization, like what it is, that vision, like it's first. No matter what it is, if it's a product or service, and you need to learn it, you need to become your main customer. You need to try it out. You need to make sure it works. Even if it's a service, you need to have it. You need to be utilizing it so that you can share with others how it works, if they want to call you, especially if they're your friends and family. Because that's who they tell you call first. They are going to call you. They're not going to call the companies. They're going to call you because they're depending on you to help them to operate this whatever it is that you're offering them. So make sure that you're knowledgeable of that. Then some of the primary goals, like I said, is just to discover how you can help others, and even in your business growth organically, like within your own space, like how can you make that happen? And then Richard Branson, he made a comment about business. He said, business opportunities are like buses. There's always another one coming. And my spin on that is, yes, businesses are like planes, trains, and automobiles. You know, no matter what, there will always be another one going in the direction in which you are headed. Your destination, there's always somewhere else that you're moving and growing to. You're not built or created to just be stagnated and stuck. That's not what God has for us. He wants you to be great. He wants you to be willing to move to your next. So make sure you have a plan. And if you have a product or something that you're creating yourself, come out of hiding. People need to see you. They need to know who you are, and they need to be excited about what it is you're doing, but they ain't going to know if you don't come out of hiding. You've got to get the exposure and come out of there. And that's why you need your prayer life intact. You need to be consistent with your deadlines and your timelines. Like, put that on yourself so that you can stay focused. Business-to-business marketing, I'm telling you, that's a whole other thing in itself, but that's something we're going to be talking about, developing winning strategies that can keep you ahead of everybody else. You always need to be thinking bigger. There is always that strategy that needs to happen if you want to stay in business and moving to your next. One thing I want to share with you before we go, words of encouragement. Love and kindness is important characters and qualities that we need to have. They require action as well as attitude, okay? A loving person will show acts of loyalty and responsibly. They will deal with you in a manner in which you and that person have, like the relationship that you guys have. So a kind person works for justice for others. They work and go on behalf of others. They're advocates for something that they have a passion for. Thoughts and words are not enough in the lives of us today. So begin to reveal quality acts that show that we are truly loving and we are truly kind. Actions that are a measure of your attitude. So how we act is usually the action that will reveal who we really are, okay? So that's just some words of encouragement that I want to give to you guys today. And just want to thank those who are connected to us and how they give their time, my son, my daughter, They're just my biggest cheerleaders all the time. The listeners, those of you who listen, I don't know your name. Maybe you just listen in and you should maybe share it with a friend and it's helping you in your life. I thank you for listening to us today and on any time. And I just hope and pray that whatever you're getting from these episodes, that it's helpful for you and it's allowing you to grow in what God has for you and all the successes that he has for you, you will accomplish. So get there. We want you to get there. Find your niche, as they say. Make sure you start now with even getting some of the small supplies that you might need in order to grow your business. You never know. Those supplies are very, very important. And we need to make sure we get some pens, pencils, papers. You know, those things are on sale all the time, Dollar Tree. You can get them very cheap in Office Depot when school has started and they start trying to get rid of a lot of that inventory. So grab some things in binders, things that will help you, even presentation block binders and folders, labels and stickers, you know, those little things that can be very costly that nickel and dime your business. Get to the place where you make the investment on starting your own blog show, getting used to Facebook, get your own groups. Start building your group and getting your presence there, sharing information, just little tidbits at a time to grow your audience in there. And then eventually people will start inviting people to come grow in with you in this private setting. Then break off into your little chat. Get your Zoom. Get effective with your Zoom. Start doing Zoom chat rooms and meeting rooms, private rooms, breakout rooms. Like, get used to that kind of thing, you guys, because more and more we're moving to the technology of this world we're in. Internet is just where the next level is going to go, unfortunately, for a lot of us. Being physically in the presence of other people is going to be a challenge. So just find your thing, your something, and be ready to reach out to others. I'm Madeline Bass, So Real with Madeline, keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing our status and raising our standards. And I just want to say thank you. Feel free always to go to my SoRealWithMadeline.com, that's MADELYN.com, and click the contact me button and it will give you your options. Scroll down to the bottom and it will show you a few extra things that we offer and do. If you want to donate, that is absolutely a welcoming something because we have things that we like to do for our community. And it gets very expensive very fast because the things that individuals need in our space, they're not small things. You know, students needing books, students even needing tuition because, you know, the people aren't giving them scholarships. They're giving it to people that they know, or they're giving it to people who really have the funds, and individuals who need the money aren't getting the funds. And so that's what So Real with Madeline is all about. We're here to help people who don't have the help of others, Christians who are looking to move forward in their journeys and they just can't seem to get the support because it's actually for an increase of business. People don't like to make business donations and ventures. They don't want to help you with that because it's not going to bless them in their eyes. But in reality, you're going to get blessings from God because you're blessing his people, his children. So have an awesome Monday. Get your day going and started. I'm Madeline Bass, and have a wonderful, wonderful evening, and I appreciate everything that each and every one of you do.
Have you dreamed of starting your own business? Where would you start? How would you promote it? My name is Madeline Bass, and I'm the founder of So Real with Madeline, where we inspire you to turn a dream into a vision. Allow us to assist you in polishing your craft. Learn to build your own website. Learn the language of marketing, branding, which is exposing you. Go to events, mingle with others who are like-minded. Experience network marketing in a new and positive way. Also, find out how you can get a free, powerful fundraiser for your church, 501c3, or a cause organization.
Get that information if you can text Empowering Your Mind to 55469. And we will help you to empower and expose you today. Have a wonderful evening. God bless.